Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my God, so very sexy and very loved people. I knew there was one thing there I left out. This is your juicy, fruity mama speaking. yes, I am in a mood, and I'm in a great mood. Tonight is the Los Angeles premiere of my beautiful daughter's first film that she stars in called Speak No Evil. And so it's a passing of the torch day. It's a party day. It's a, oh my God, I feel like we're going to the prom with all the dresses day. It's a gloriously great, beautiful day of love here in my house. I couldn't be prouder of my kid. And I just woke up bursting with this love that I wanted to bring on the air. You know, as many of you know, Monday night show was a repeat, which I very, very rarely do. But I was back with my best friend. Her son was getting married and was back with my family, and it was my brother's birthday, and I took him out to dinner, and I thought, you know, I really need to give myself this night to be with the people I love, which was absolutely phenomenally fabulous. And I woke up Tuesday and he went, oh my gosh, I miss my people so much. So I couldn't wait to get here this morning. And boy, I really do have some information for you. You know, I've gotten so many emails. I've been tracking this myself in my own life. I want you to pull up in your life where you feel like you're going in and out. Oh, I've got it. Oh, no, I don't have it. Oh, I'm there. No, I'm not there. Oh, I know. Oh, man, I thought I knew. That kind of stuff. In and out, in and out. Creating, not creating. Moving forward, sliding back. All that stuff. Well, that is because there is a part of you that is literally fighting the other part of you and allowing all your good. This can show up physically as migraines. Oh, they're telling me weight gain. Diseases like cancer. Because, of course, whenever we're fighting ourselves, we're not in harmony with ourselves. So the biggest challenge for all of us is to get all of our energy on board and accept ourselves just the way we are. That's where you have to start. If you don't accept yourself, the other night something happened to me, two nights ago, and I could just feel my energy was off, and I didn't understand why. I couldn't pinpoint anything. I just could feel it, you know, how you feel just kind of like, ooh, I was so happy, and now I'm just sort of kind of almost happy. And so as I was going to sleep, I just said, look, I know, and I'm clear about all this, and I'm bringing that clarity and knowing to my consciousness. So I woke up, of course, at 4:30, my eyes popped wide open, and the first word I heard was acceptance. We've got, and as soon as I did it, as soon as I did the work and said, oh, I get it, there's a part of me that's not accepting me. Well, bye-bye, because my intention is that all of me loves and accepts all of me. And so it is. And literally, physically, you guys, I could feel the energy shift within me. So wherever you're fighting yourself, in allowing all your good, wherever you're not accepting all of you, bring it together right now. Oh, well, they're saying to invoke the prayer around, I am whole, I am not whole, and I accept my wholeness, I do not accept my wholeness. We're invoking the prayer, I am divine love, and invoking the symbol. For those of you, who, if this is your first time listening to the show, just know that we balanced masses of energy there and set our intention that anything that's not in balance and in harmony with what we're talking about, i.e. being whole, accepting our wholeness, etc., has been put into balance so that we are able now to more clearly, accurately, and simply claim and manifest what we want. A lot of this push-pull stuff, guys, is about I have to give up choice and do it anyway. You never have to give up choice. I want you to really get that. Giving up choice is the choice. Now, to choose to give up choice can be a positive. For example, if you join the military, part of the description of joining the military is that you give up choice in certain circumstances to follow orders, but you have made that choice to do that. So therefore, you are still in choice. So choose to let go of your struggle and create. Choose to become one in harmony with yourself and create what you want. All right, let me look at. Okay, I want to talk a minute about oxytocin. Oxytocin, as you know, is what our brains and bodies give off, experience, that is a pleasurable hormone. And what happens is that when we experience something and we experience any kind of pleasure to it, the oxytocin is released and it literally bonds us. It's what bonds us to the connection or the disconnection. So what I want you to understand is that many of us have collapsed definitions. So that a negative and a positive have been collapsed together. And in a way, we have found a way to like that feeling, release oxytocin, and therefore we're bonded to it. For example, alcoholism. Alcohol for a person who doesn't want to be conscious and does not want to really dwell and celebrate who they are will bond to alcohol, and alcohol will create a release of oxytocin because it makes them feel better. So you can use it to bond to relationships with anything. There's a conundrum there, then, if we are bonded and get our jollies off of negative, what we call negative, hurtful, damaging, limiting emotions and ways of living. So they wanted us, around all this, to claim the cocktail, and the cocktail is the first five things on the sheets. These are the six sheets that I use, and they're available again because I get emails after every show with the Balance podcast at IMD Wallace. They want us to claim the cocktail regarding love, and the other side of love is oxytocin. So obviously that includes all of the negatives and positives around love, non-love, bonding to it, releasing ourselves from the bond. Because, you know, obviously there's negative bonds to love. People who are well, battered housewives, for example, have some kind of oxytocin connection to the battering, because the battering is also connected to love. So it's, again, the spider web of beliefs and collapsed definitions that we deal with a lot on this show. If you're finding it hard to break away from a negative, disempowering relationship, it's and you've mentally gone, I know this is the best thing for me, I have to do this, it's probably because of the oxytocin. And that can take up to 2 years to be released from your experiential body. So do what you know you have to do. Feel the things that you're going to feel and take steps anyway. Feel the fear and do it anyway. That's what they're giving me. So we are claiming the cocktail regarding love and oxytocin. So it is. Anything else? Okay, a few announcements, guys, really quickly. Creation Station, I want you there. We've got some great people signed up. There are still, I think, 9 spots. And it is June 21st through the 23rd in my home. Everything about channeling, working for the world is going to be a big part, they're telling me. It's not that I get up every year and teach the same thing. This is going to be a whole new training. Because as the work progresses, the work changes. But we'll delve deeply into any and all limiting beliefs that are holding people back. There's extensive individual work, learning how to channel, learning how to understand what you channel is a big, big part of the weekend. So there are payment plans available. If you are called to be in this amazing group of people with me in my home, then email me, call, find out if you are so called in your energy, if you are going, oh, God, I'd love to do that, then you should look into it and at least ask. Okay, I'm going to be in Florida at the Hilton Garden Inn, Palm Beach Gardens. I'm going to teach an acting workshop on the 15th of June and a healing workshop on the 16th. Again, lots of personal work will be done, and that is all on the creation process. By the time you leave that room, you'll have it down, I guarantee you. I'm going to do another webinar June 26th, and it's going to be all about this stuff, this in and out and up and down and yin and yang and how we can hold the focus. Because if you can't hold the focus, guys, your creation is sabotaged somewhat, as you know. And then I will be at the College of Psychic Studies July 13th. I hope everybody in Europe that follows me that can get there, gets there, because that's going to be someday. All right, that's my spiel. All I can tell you is if you've ever been live in a room with me and this work in the channel, you know how powerful it is. Come play. Come play with like minds. Do you need it? No. Can it expand you? You better believe it. All right, we're going to the calls, and we're going to start with Susan. I haven't talked to you for a while. Hi, Susan. What's up?
Hey, let me put you off speaker. There we go. It's easier. Oh, well, let's see. You're talking about going in and out, and this week, probably the last week, too, there has been a lot of in and out, back and forth, questioning myself. It feels like I've done a lot of that back and forth, and I keep pushing forward, saying, "Okay, this is ridiculous." I'm pushing ahead, so I start writing in my book because I know that that's where I need to be going. I push ahead with reading the. Well, I don't know what is going on, but the prayer, I keep forgetting the line, so I have to keep looking at the prayer and.
No, you don't, guys. No, you don't. Your subconscious knows it. If you just hold the intention of invoking the prayer, but we are going to the line, to the part that you miss. So what part is it that you forget?
The part that I forget is I claim all energy and all dimensions integrated into my divine self. That's one of the parts.
Okay, but that's the cocktail. The prayer is just simply number three with some added words to it.
Okay.
Okay? But that is exactly where we're going, Susan. And you're in and out, and the part of you that fights you is so clearly demonstrated in the bipolar. So, as you know, I've lived with someone who is bipolar, and there's no definition that I can explain it better than I am here one day, and then I am in an opposite place the next day. And that's kind of the quintessential fighting yourself.
Yes, it's very frustrating because it feels like I'm going backward at times. And it is very
frustrating. I get a yes on that. When I say you are going backward at times, I get a yes because your energy shifts and says, okay, Susan, the part of Susan that wants to go forward has been going forward for a while now. Now the part of Susan that wants to go the other way is kind of sabotaging that. So let us all come together, because this is for all of us, that part of us, and you can call it fear, you can call it genetics, you can call it false training, kind of any and all of the above, and anything that we didn't mention, anything that thwarts you or sabotages you in holding the focus of simply moving forward toward always what you want. So we are strongly directing all energy in all dimensions of us. You must unite and be one energy under my direction of my I Am presence, which is I am whole, I am complete. That's an interesting word. I am perfect, and I create only through divine love. Are there any other words I missed? No. So we're claiming the symbol I Am divine love around all of this. And they're suggesting, if anybody wants to do the breathing exercise again, the simplest and yet most powerful exercise I think you can do, period. Use, if you're challenged with this, use the words, I am whole. 2 weeks, 10 minutes a day. Anything else? Thank you for bringing that in, dude. It was right in line. Thanks, Susan. Okay, and we're going to Steve in New York.
Oh, God, do I have stuff to tell you, some in-and-out stuff, but great examples. I've been wondering why I haven't booked work, and in fact, I even talked about you at one. We had a long, great conversation with you about one audition, but I found out Saturday, an old acting coach who had an experience about was casting readings at a big film festival, and he told me to come in, which, of course, brought up tons of stuff. I came in. I worked on the part the way I usually do. I got it. I got the job.
Oh, great, sweetheart.
And what's
now, wait a
better?
Minute. I want to teach a little lesson here, Steve.
Yes.
Because what Steve said without really saying it is he said, I gave up my story and did it anyway. You see, if you heard him really quickly, it was he had feelings that he was still harboring that weren't particularly great about this acting teacher. He had to choose to put those aside, to let them go, and go create himself so he could get what he wanted. Okay, go ahead, Steve.
And what's the wonderful thing about it was I didn't see the script until I picked it up early and went to a coffee shop. But I was supposed to meet Matthew for breakfast. I said, Matthew, come with me. Distract me. I don't want to think about this until I get there and do the work. He was a doll, you know. It really transformed my feelings for him and our relationship. And it was, I mean, a great experience. And we ended the day with a friend of ours going to the Metropolitan Museum of Art and getting stoned looking at Monet portraits. So it was
okay,
like...
Okay, Steve?
Yes.
Again, though, the channel wants me to remind you, you do not need anyone else or anything else to feel high, to feel secure, to take your attention away from anything.
Yes.
Okay. So it wasn't quite a choice to have Matthew come. And that's what the channel wants you to empower yourself by moving into that space where you go, you know what, I don't need you. I can focus my thoughts exactly the way I want to focus them. I don't need you, but I would love to have you support me if you want to come. Can you feel the difference
okay.
in that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And they
want to address any other substance also, alcohol, pot, any of that stuff. I have no judgment around any of it. And they're saying only if it's a choice. When you cross the line, when it's not a choice, when you have to have it and you can't choose not to have it, then it is running you and you're not in control anymore.
I actually don't do substances.
For some reason they're bringing it up for everybody.
Okay.
So you're the conduit it came through.
Cool.
But you know, Steve, you can hear the joy in your voice, which is so very different than what we heard a year ago.
Yeah, isn't it great? And I'm so grateful to you. I'm grateful to Matthew, I got to say.
Who are you most grateful to, Steve?
Excuse me?
Who are you most grateful to?
Me.
Thank you. Yeah, because you did the work. You came forward. You're making the choices. You're not letting yourself go into the BS, you know? And then what does that do? It opens your heart so much that you can experience all this love for me and this community and Matthew. And so it feels like everybody else, but it started with you. And that's what I really want everybody to hear that. It starts with you, and then the way you see the world shifts entirely. Right, Steve?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'll say for myself and the rest of our community, even the out moments don't last very long anymore. I can flip them. I can flip
yeah.
them in an
instant. Yeah, we're moving into that place where we go, oh, man, this feels so shitty. I'm not staying here. And we make the choice to come back. And that's where we're at. We're all in the practice of really building up that consistency muscle of holding the focus. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. I love you.
Love you, too. All right, Lynn in Los Angeles. What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
Congratulations for Gabby. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Very exciting.
So I'm last time we talked, I think it was last Monday, we were talking about the relationship I was in, and it boiled down to it's holding you back. You've got to get out.
Yep.
And and I guess we both mutually knew that on some level because we have not talked except for once in almost 2 weeks now. Now
fight that oxytocin, Lynn.
Yeah, I can feel the withdrawal like you can.
Yeah.
It's
oh, I know, honey. I know.
And I think he can too. But here's the strange thing, is that I feel like it's a withdrawal from the toxic relationship, like what it was that we created or we were reacting off of. And, like, underneath all of that is a love for each other that isn't going to get there or either one of us won't be able to see it until all this other stuff is, like, gone. And I don't know if that means back together or not, but it's anyway.
You've
got
to move on and create you, Lynn. Period.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I am, and things are like like creating like mad. I mean, it's everything.
Well, yes, because you, there's a part of you that was holding you back because you had to depend on him.
Right.
So if you had
exactly.
to depend on him, that part wasn't going to come forward for you.
Yes.
Okay.
And
I want you to get really clear about this and not give this yeah, but. I can hear a slight yeah, but in your voice.
Yeah.
Maybe we still can, yeah, but maybe I, you know, there aren't any yeah, but. This is the way it is. This is what I know. I'm moving on. I'm creating me now.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's where I need to go back to. And I do go back to that. And it's, and those moments are the withdrawal feeling and crying and everything else and then and back. And they don't last as long. And I have a lot of support. The back and forth, it shows up there, but it also is showing up with the weight. It's also showing up with things are moving really well with the career, and I'm in the middle of this crowdfunding campaign, and we're about 50% there, and things have kind of slowed down a bit, and yet I have a lot of people showing up with a lot of ideas, and we're implementing
them. All right,
them,
Lynn,
so.
Again, I got to get to your question, honey.
Okay.
So what is it that you need?
I'm starting this new job with a new producer as his assistant. I created being able to have, like, not work in a restaurant, but be able to actually work
good
with a producer and pay my rent and pay all my bills and also work on my project, and he's a part of it now, too.
That's a huge leap forward from 2 months ago.
Yeah, right?
Awesome. So, again, what is your question?
My question is that we finally met in person, this producer and I, yesterday, but we had talked for about 2 weeks having this mutual friend and putting kind of everything in place. And I want to know if all the chemistry and all these great feelings and all this friendship and all this stuff that I have with this person, I don't want it to be because I'm in withdrawal from somebody else that I'm, like, attaching to this person. And
well, okay, you just stated
like
what you didn't want. You know, Lynn, why is it – is this through the channel? Lynn and I go back a long ways, and so I know a lot of the history. So I have to keep checking, making sure I'm – this is from the channel, yes. Why can you not just have a business relationship with the people you work with, the males that you work with? You know, there's a belief. Hold on, I want to get this right, and I'm really cognizant of keeping me out of it here. There is a belief that if you are going to get what you want, sexuality has to be involved some way. And that's just not a freaking true statement, except that it is true that the masculine and feminine and child all must come together in harmony for creation. But you are addicted to the sexual tie there because the belief is without those sexual vibrations and frequencies, Lynn doesn't get what she wants. That's your biggest challenge to let go of and recreate right now, is that I am here because I am a smart, intelligent, creative woman. I can bring a lot to the table for you, but my body isn't a part of what's going to be on the table, babe.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You just have got to extricate those beliefs, Lynn, because they're not... You're not being respected in the way that you can be or taken with the seriousness that your talent should demand. And so you've just got to stop working that angle. And what you want, what your claim is that I know I am talented and creative and have a lot to offer. And in the uh-huh. business world, that is where I'm focused. Bring me now all the people who want to create a business relationship and allow me to offer my expertise and my creativity. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yes, I do. That is what I want.
Okay.
And that is what I want, and then I also want a healthy, loving relationship that is also sexual.
Yes,
I mean,
but what I'm saying to you is you think they have to come together, and you've got to extricate that.
Okay.
They don't have to come together. They shouldn't come together unless they just happen to develop into that. But you're saying I've got to have a sexual loving relationship and a relationship with, you know, creative equals where I bring my talent and I can't have one without the other, so it has to get all confused in there for me. And I have to create it all at the same time, and it's hurting you.
Okay.
So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love around that. That is probably, they're saying, the biggest clarity piece of information they've ever brought through for you, because you're finally ready to hear it. You had to make that big step with him before you could understand this. All right, honey?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you bet.
Okay.
Alicia in California, hi.
Hello, my darling. You sound so lovely. I love this call today.
Yeah, we're touching on some really great things. What can we do for you?
Well, I've been having problems swallowing, and I've been getting a lot of information. And then when you were talking about in and out, I went, oh, it's an integration problem, I think.
It is an integration problem. And what's interesting is when I say swallowing, I get a no. So what else would it be around swallowing? They want to go to your tongue.
Oh.
And now they're showing me somebody sticking out their tongue, like a little kid sticks out his tongue toward people.
Go ahead.
Okay, you can't. I want you to stick out your tongue. You know, I just go where they tell me to go. Stick out your tongue, Alicia. You can't swallow, can you?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
So who are you sticking your tongue out to? Who are you going, nah, to? It's a man.
It's a man?
Yep.
Oh, my father?
Yes, do you have a husband?
No.
Well, it's all men.
Well, that's interesting because a part of me has always felt married to my father and that I've pushed men away because of that.
Okay, that's why they went to a husband. Okay, so basically where they're taking me now is that's the part of you
mm-hmm.
that knows that about yourself and you are in reaction to yourself and in judgment of yourself for doing that. So you've got to let go of that judgment. You've got to pull your tongue in. You've got to go, you know, Alicia, I'm going to accept all of you. I'm going to love Daddy because he created this moment where I get to expand exponentially in this lifetime. I'm going to love me for getting this. I'm going to accept every part of everything about this so that I can swallow life a lot easier.
Yeah,
I mean, the symbol, I am divine love. Anything else around the swallowing? Now, I'm not a doctor. This could have gone into something physical. If you did not, this is the way it goes, guys. If you don't address it in your energy, it will show up eventually in your body. I think it's going to be a lot better now, but again, I am not a doctor. Anytime I give any kind of advice on this show, it's purely energetic. You have to follow your own highest answer about whether you need to have it checked now. But just whenever you want to swallow, kind of pull your tongue back, because literally you've kind of lived your life with that tongue out, sticking it to your dad. I'm not getting anything else, so I'm really interested. Will you let me know next week or sometime?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I love you so much.
So try to swallow now, Alicia. Try to swallow. Pull your tongue back and try to swallow.
It's a lot better. There's still a lump there, and I think that's just the resistance to...
If there's a lump there, then you need to have it checked.
It feels more like an energetic lump. It doesn't feel like there's actually one there.
Okay, so talk to your body and tell it it can just dissipate now. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart, let me know.
Thank you.
Yeah. You bet. And we are going to Kathy in Savannah, Georgia. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm a first timer, so be gentle. Talk about.
Well, we love you, Kathy. We're just wanting to get to the truth for you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I have been just driven to get to this call. I have just cleared everything away for me to get to this moment now.
Well, good. Here you are. What can we serve you with, my beautiful person?
Everything in my life now comes to this very moment. I, too, am a healer. People come to me to clear things out. It's like your previous callers I see so clearly, things that they need, and I'm very good at that. I do have a couple of doctorates, but I've been given these amazing gifts, and they're getting sharper and sharper with channeling and hearing. I can hear my patients, and that's what I do, is channel their subconscious to tell me what is going on in them, and I limit it to about 300 different points of the in the body. Different
okay,
things.
So are we getting to you here?
Yes.
Okay, what do you need?
I'm so good at that, and I've been hearing things so much better about even closing an office to get ready to go and talk about in and out, everything came to a screeching halt.
Well, because you're afraid of following your own voice like you tell everybody else to.
Well, and I knew you were going to say that. the fear is not there.
The fear is there. Otherwise, you would be moving. So what are you afraid of? If I close my office and if I go and make myself available like I am being directed to do, what happens?
Oh, I'm already packed.
But I want to get to the fear. What happens if it doesn't work?
I've already been there. I've been to the bottom. It's just tiresome, more than fearful. But then I thought a resort in Baja is where I was directed, and so I've been very patient in trying to align this and allow.
Okay,
but,
so they want to go to the part of you that is not up for aligning and allowing. So we're claiming the symbol, I Am Divine Love, sheets. But give me a song.
You want me to give you a song?
Yes, any song that pops into your little head.
Well, it's the song from, I think it was the 70s, the In and Out, In and Out, In and Out. What is it? Mama's on the accordion?
Yeah, it's really hard to understand you. Are you on a speakerphone?
Is that better?
Yeah. So in and out, in and out. And what are the rest of the words, please?
I don't know. That song that was, they play it all night.
Take a breath, relax. Take a breath and relax. They play it on what?
it's your words from the in and out, and we play it all night. Mama's on the accordion. I don't know.
Okay, and they play it all night. Those are the words I needed.
In and out, and in and out.
Yeah, I don't need the other words. I needed your words, and they play it all night. So there's a tape that you keep replaying, and they're taking me to the sheets now, and we're going right to a core belief. So this is a loop. You know what a loop is in music?
Yes.
Okay, this is your loop. This page. Oh, this page? Yeah. Here. Okay. I don't know where the hell we're going with this one, but they're taking me to an indwelling spirit. Now, don't get all woo-woo on me, everybody, because we know that everything's energy. Nobody's going to take anybody over.
Right.
What you've called entities in the past are your own fears and your own energy not on board with you. So don't get all frickin' woo-woo on me here and go, ooh, I've got the spirit attached and all that BS stuff.
You're okay. Great. Yeah, I'm great.
You have a belief in that. Is that true? You have had a belief that spirits can come in and take over your energy or screw with your energy. Is that true?
Sure. Everything is energy. Absolutely. Sure.
Yes, but do you believe that another spirit or another energy can come in and take you over?
No, I didn't think that. With me, no.
Well, look, if I'm going to help you here, Kathy, you've got to be totally, brutally honest with yourself. What you just said was, I didn't believe that with me. If you have a belief that an indwelling spirit can come in and take you over, you have the belief. And if you have the belief, that belief can absolutely affect you also. As you believe, it is delivered unto you. There is no spirit in you. There is no energy in you that your I Am presence is not in control of. Your I Am presence, the God of you, the free will, the choice to direct your own energy is the most powerful force on earth for you.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. All right. There is some belief in you that's going, something's in me. I don't know whether I can believe it. I don't know whether I should trust it. And I'm telling you, you have got to take your power back because you're the only one that's in control. And that's a part of you that's doubting yourself, that's keeping you from going in and out, that you're blaming on an indwelling spirit because then you don't have to take responsibility. Is this resonating with you now?
Well, I'm inclined to I'm feeling a little argumentative, I guess.
Because it's the part of you.
Well, I do listen. I do believe in, you know, guides and those who walk with us. And I do believe I'm empowered by that, not disempowered by that.
Empowered if you're in control.
Right. I agree.
Okay. So that means you can say to whatever this energy is within you that you have separated from yourself and called an indwelling spirit. I'm testing this. This is the highest place we're going for everybody. That you have the choice, you have the power, and you have the duty now to say to that part of you, you better frickin' get on board. It's all about me. I know what I'm doing. I am my guidance. I am committing to the guidance I have heard. This is what I want to do. And you better get on board because we're going.
Right. Oh, great. I thought I said that just last week at the beach. Enough is enough.
You said it.
Yes, out loud.
You said it, and you didn't shift it. So, you see, I can be mad as hell. I can say I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And if I'm a battered wife, I go back for more anyway.
All right.
So you have to take the action. If you're going to go, go. You're packed. And you just have to walk through the fear, because it's the part of you that's saying there's a part of something that's telling you not to do it, but it's really you, Kathy. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, and they're asking us to invoke the prayer around I know, I don't know, in regards to I am presence is the only force that creates for me here on this earth. So we're invoking the prayer around that, and so it is. You're okay, honey. You're okay. Just
thank you
so
much.
You're okay, and go do your calling, baby. Okay?
Thank you. Dee, I appreciate it so much, and have a lovely evening.
I am going to have a fabulous evening, Miss Kathy.
Right.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. I hope I was gentle enough. We're going to Alex in Mexico.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome, darling. How are you doing?
Sounds great.
Good.
I wanted to start off by sharing something. I've been watching the program Through the Wormhole.
Uh-huh.
And one thing that just blew my mind is the episode where they talked about the sixth sense and how people, when their minds get together, they create anything.
Oh, yes.
And
when two or more are gathered, that's what that's about.
Exactly. And they mentioned about 9/11 and how there was an energy spike at about 4 in the morning of 9/11.
You mean that caused it, or an energy spike that resulted from it?
An energy spike that caused it. They have a random number counting machine, and when people focus their energy on it or on something, there's a blip in the machine.
Uh-huh.
And there was a huge blip in the New York area around 4 in the morning.
Okay. So what does that say to you? You think everybody in New York was focused on running into the towers?
I don't think that they were focused on that, but I think that they felt something was coming.
Oh, well, absolutely, we can pick up the energy that way, but that's not the cause of it, you see?
No.
Well, I want you to get very clear about this, because what you're saying is igniting, I can feel it across everybody that's on the call. And it's a great thing that you're bringing forward, Alex. And it kind of ties in to what we did with Kathy, because what a lot of people are hearing is, oh, my God, we inadvertently created 9/11. Now, if you just take that statement, inadvertently, I would agree. Because the more we individually focus on fear, retaliation, the more mistrust we bring into the world and allow to permeate in our world, the more judgment we allow each of ourselves to hold about anybody or anything in the world creates energies that come together to act those things out.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
It is a true statement that the more we stay in acceptance, the more we practice divine love, which is non-judgmental, totally accepting love, the more we focus on joy and hold ourselves in joy, the more we create harmony and understanding in this world. That's a true statement.
Yeah.
So the more fear that we live in, the more judgment we allow ourselves to have, the more focused we are on don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this because of the fear, the more we are taking our world down, period. That's a true statement.
Totally. And living here in Mexico, I'm originally from Canada, and I've been living in Mexico for the past 5 years. And wherever I go, I travel in the public transportation system, and you can just see that people are creating their own negativity in their life. And I talk to many people, and they say, you know, I don't want this, but it keeps happening. And it's like, well, you know, listen to what you're saying, man.
Well, and they don't want it. That's a true statement. They just don't know that they're doing the very thing that keeps creating it.
Exactly.
And that's why this community and communities like us are so incredibly important. And again, they're mentioning Creation Station to me. This is our duty now because we know the principles of how energy works. But how many of you are conscious that this work is so incredibly important on behalf of the world and not just on behalf of you want to create, another $1,000 a month for yourself? The
totally.
Work we're doing goes way beyond little us, and little us is what the work is all about, because whatever we staunchly create ourselves from goes back into the collective consciousness and creates there. And we're raising generations of kids that are all about fear. Oh, my God, don't go outside. You might get kidnapped. Oh, my God, don't eat the meat. There's too many chemicals. Oh, my God, everything you do creates cancer, and you're going to probably get cancer in your life, and oh, my God, you better take all this medicine because you can't fix yourself. And it's just it's become a world of fear.
Even truer in Mexico, how they have their church on top of them, the Catholic Church.
Well, yes, and
people,
you know,
create
all churches,
fear from that.
Most churches from eons ago teach from fear, not from power. There are
exactly.
A few out there now that teach from power. And again, we must extricate ourselves because there's a lot of oxytocin that goes along with religious beliefs. There's a lot of passion. There's a lot of joy. There's a lot of fear. And all those things are combined together that create this chemical release of, well, if I do what God tells me, I'm going to be okay. But part of that is living in fear, and we know from an energetic point of view that that's going to create more fear and more negativity in the world. And so all of that gets combined together to release the oxytocin. So I've got to be addicted to the fear if I'm going to be addicted to the joy and the passion also. And that's what's really screwing us up.
Yeah.
I don't know what you said that opened all that for that information to come in, Alex. I guess it's that they created it. But, wow. Yes, energy is so interconnected that when it's prevalent in especially a located area like New York, everybody's going to feel it. Everybody feels the effect of the tornado, even right now in Europe, because energy is just energy, and we're all connected. And that's what you're bringing forward. So if we want to all create and be affected by joy and love and bliss and health and wealth and harmony, then that is what we have to create within ourselves. And then once the majority of the consciousness lives there, the 100th monkey is in place and everybody else gets it.
That's it.
Yeah, thank you so much for bringing that in, Alex. Wow.
You're very welcome. Thank you
what
very much.
What an end. To a great, what a bizarre, fabulous, incredible, out there show today. thank you all for bringing in everything that you did to help with this discernment. And again, love you to come out and learn all this work and, you know, go out and empower the world with it. That's my intention, is that you all take this work out into the world. It ripples out there. We reach the 100th monkey, and, you know, we start actually living in the experiential world that we want and that we are creating within ourselves. Until we meet again, people that I love so incredibly much, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more, because that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.